I'm joined by Kelly Rundell. Kelly is the Environmental Education Director, headquartered out at Stars Cave for Des Moines County Conservation. She's joining me. It has been a while. And it is, well, we had snow and cross-country skiing. And we've had Kelly with us in the past to talk about some things. Kelly, you're no longer, from what I understand, good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
you're no longer doing daily rental of cross-country skis, is that right?
That's right. Yep, our hours just don't work for that this year. And we're just kind of testing that out, and we'll see how it goes from there. Every rental we've done so far this year has been for the entire season.
Okay, and you still have some cross-country skis that are still available for rent, is that right?
Yes, we do. We're hoping the snow stays on our side for this, though.
Okay. Now, we talked earlier in the week, you said you were going to check and see. What are the conditions out there? We did have about 7.5 inches of snow. It's kind of, it's kind of gone through a few transitions. It's pretty icy, I'm going to guess, right now.
You know, it's pretty variable out there. We've got some spots that are really great snow. We've got some spots that have been packed down and they are very icy. And we've got some spots that are very windblown and you can see the bare ground. So it's really variable. And I know there's a slight chance of rain tomorrow. I'm hoping that doesn't hit us, but that would really ruin our conditions this year.
So it's would you say it's conditions right now are good, marginal, or what are they right now in terms of cross-country skiing?
They're marginal. There are definitely some spots where you can go and find some good snow, but there are also, you know, a lot of open fields right now that have been windswept, and they are, you can see the ground.
Wind can do a number on things. It tends to remove that leveling of the snowfall as it comes down. But regardless, if somebody wants to rent skis, what do they need to do?
So they need to give us a call here at the Nature Center, and we'll set up a time for them to come out. We have to take a couple measurements to go get them skis. We keep them back in our garage, and we need to have them try on boots because, as we all know, one size boot doesn't fit, you know, your same size won't fit you in a different brand. And it takes 15 to 20 minutes to run through a ski rental. Pretty easy, you know, you get to come out here
okay.
And hang out for a while. It's all right.
Okay, so if you're renting skis and boots for a season, what's the fee to rent a pair of boots and skis for the season?
So for a season, you'll get skis, boots, and poles for $75.
Okay, and you've done some rentals already. And again, that's going on. And again, so if you want it, do you call ahead and arrange for to come in? Do you need to make an appointment or just stop in, or what do you do?
We always recommend calling ahead just because we are out doing a lot of programs pretty often. However, if you're out here and you see that the sign says open and we're here, come on in and we'll get you set up.
All right. It is Stars Cave, the Nature Center. That's where the headquarters are there. And you've got a big event happening coming up in January. You don't have a lot of events until you get more into the season. But you've got the Eagle Watch, and that's going to be happening on, I believe, is it the... the 22nd, is that correct?
Yep, that's right. Saturday the 22nd is our annual Eagle Watch. We have a planning meeting about it today, this morning, in fact.
Okay, and what exactly that... now, I know that you modified some things because of the pandemic. Will you be back? I'm going to guess, are you still modifying your Eagle Watch as well?
As of now, we are back to normal, so we'll be meeting at the Port of Burlington at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 22nd and doing a short program there. And then once that program's done, after about 20 minutes, we will all be hopping in our vehicles and driving over to Lock and Dam 18 to view some eagles.
And and we've talked about this in the past, typically if you have a particularly cold winter and a lot of ice on the river, that tends to be very good for the lock and dam to be for eagle sighting. You've had a pretty good number of eagles overall the last several years, have you not?
We've had some good years and we've had some bad years. I think 2 years ago we didn't have enough ice, so the eagles weren't down here. But, I mean, last I checked, we have some ice on the river. Hopefully it's been enough to kind of push them down this way, and they'll all be congregating by the dam so that they can fish in the open water there. So the bitter cold is good for us in this sense.
in that regard. Now, eagles at one time were an endangered species. What are they now? What are they considered now?
So they are a federally protected animal. So you have to be. I mean, we're not harassing them in any way. We're just out there with binoculars watching them.
But the eagle population has increased significantly over the years since they had that endangered species level.
Yes.
So they're out of the endangered, but they're considered still a protected species. Maybe that would be the best way.
Yeah, they're federally protected because they're our national bird.
Okay. Again, if you want to rent ski, $75 for the season, call ahead 319-753-5808 and enjoy winter, because a lot of people don't enjoy it at all. So if you can enjoy winter, by all means do, and the Eagle Watch coming up on the 22nd. We'll talk more about that with Kelly coming up here just ahead of that event. Kelly Rundell, stay warm, okay?
You too.